9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, March 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden says that Russia would pay a, quote, severe price if it used chemical weapons in Ukraine. Biden's comments come in response to claims by Moscow that the U.S. is funding biowarfare efforts in Ukraine. That has raised concerns among Western officials that the allegations could serve as a pretext for Russia to unleash chemical or biological weapons. Biden also said today that the U.S. would join major allies and the European Union in calling to revoke normal trade relations with Russia. Meanwhile, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden is proposing tax changes aimed at penalizing the Russian government and Russians who are subject to sanctions who own U.S. assets. The plan would deny foreign tax credits and certain deductions for U.S. companies that are earning income in Russia and Belarus, with the two countries joining a list that includes Iran, North Korea, Syria, and Sudan. The proposal needs the approval of Congress before it could be signed into law. And talks to revive the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal have broken off without an agreement. At issue are demands from Russia that would soften the West's sanctions on Moscow over the Ukraine invasion. Before the pause in negotiations, the talks had focused on Iran returning into compliance with the nuclear deal, which would lift most international sanctions on it in exchange for tight but temporary restrictions on Tehran's nuclear work. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.